And welcome to another episode of The Heralds. Sorry we've been gone like a month, but we had to get our bearings straight, and we all had a lot going on in life. Sometimes life hits you, and you can't do some other things. Ain't that right, Harry?
You know what? It was a crazy time. You know, we took about a month off. I'm glad to be back. School's rolling out. We're out of here. We got a couple days left. I'll be home. We'll be cool for the summer, as the kids say. So we got a lot of content coming your way. But that being said, welcome back. I am one half of your Heralds of Pop Culture because we are bringing it back to two. So I am one half today.
And I am your other half, Louie. And let's kick it off with the DC news. Before we break in, I'm going to let y'all know that we're leaving a lot of our basic news out because it's CinemaCon, and that's our topic today. And a lot of our news came from CinemaCon. But for the stuff that didn't, let's break it down. For starters, Blue Beetle cast Sharon Stone as Victoria Cord, who is an original character for the movie, but we also know slightly is definitely not, since her last name is Cord.
It's not like
we know she's that. Nah, it's Victoria.
Oh, what if
she's a villain?
What if they do a sex change on Ted and she's the original?
I don't think they are. But okay. In Batman the Brave and the Bold episode, I know he had a brother that tried to take over. So I wonder if this is his sister.
That one got pushed to no longer being on HBO Max, but being a theatrical release, right?
Correct.
Okay. And I think they might be doing that with the Batgirl, too, but they haven't confirmed it yet.
Batgirl's still HBO somehow. Not somehow. Batgirl is still HBO.
I kind of like the system that they did with the Batman, because the Batman had like a...
Yeah. 45 days.
45 days, and then they immediately dropped it on HBO Max. I think that's a decently good system.
And you can still see it in theaters if you want.
Exactly. I need to watch it another time. It's perfect.
I'm trying to start it, but I do it late at night.
I was going to say, I want to watch it late at night because it's a nighttime movie, but you start that thing anytime past like 9, not a good idea.
That's okay. I have something to admit. What? I've still yet to finish Dune, and I'm pretty sure I've started it like 5 times.
I always
start it at night, and I pass out. Idiot.
I was going to say, I don't blame you for falling asleep during Dune because it's a beautifully shot movie, but we haven't talked about it on the show, but it's a bit of a slow burn because it's a 2.5 hours of setup. That's what the movie is.
No, I'm not a slow burn guy. I'm going to be honest. Sorry, we're getting a little off topic, but this is a nice kind of slow burn because a lot of it is world building.
Yeah, it's a cool world.
Yeah, and that's all this slow burn is. And I'm invested. I just start it when I'm already tired.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't fight it. But to continue and get back on topic, we have other people cast on Blue Beetle, such as Raul Max Trujillo as Conrad Carapax, which is also known as the villain Carapax, the indestructible man.
Hmm.
And that's new for me. Never heard of that guy.
I thought they were going to do, like, Black Beetle or something as the villain, just because I'm a Young Justice guy.
I am a Young Justice guy, too. Except I actually keep up with the show.
Look, I have no reason not to watch it, especially because now it's embraced the more adult aspects of it. So if anything, I should be more inclined to watch it now. So,
well, I'll definitely do a review sometime later.
Okay.
They also have Elpidia Carrillo as Rocio Reyes, Damian Alcazar as Alberto Reyes, which is Jaime's dad, Melissa Escobedo as Milagros Reyes, George Lopez as Uncle Rudy Reyes, Adriana Barraza as Nana, Bruno Marquezine as Penny, and Harvey Guillen, who is the only other actor I know besides George Lopez. He's been in fun roles like What We Do in the Shadows and a show called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Oh, I've heard good things about that show.
It's a good show. But he's in an undisclosed role.
You're telling me we won't get a Mr. Electric. It's a bit sad, but...
It is, but...
I thought this thing already started filming. It hasn't started filming yet?
My guess is it has, but they're just announcing things later. Because he said he's already tried on the suit, and stuff like that.
You gotta hope it's an actual suit, not a CG suit, right? You gotta hope.
He said it is.
Okay.
Sholo said it is. And on top of that, Harley Quinn spinoff Kite Man, hell yeah, is coming to HBO Max.
That's such a good show. I need season 3 of Harley Quinn to come out. I love that. And Kite Man's a good character to do a spinoff of.
I might drop Harley Quinn completely just to watch Kite Man.
It's like the best parts about Harley Quinn, the TV show, and Harley Quinn's a good character, but it's how they handle like the other DC characters are really funny because like it's kind of in the Bruce Tim universe, maybe not.
It's not. It's its own thing, but
okay, but like it makes a lot of references to that.
Oh yeah. My only, I guess, issue with the Harley Quinn character is I prefer her being codependent to the Joker. I never got into her after she got all independent and did her own thing. To me, unless, like, this show is taking it to create her own criminal empire.
Yeah.
But outside of Joker, I like Harley Quinn more as a lack of finding love character, more so than finding another person to fall in love with.
I agree with you. I mean, whenever, like, there's Suicide Squad stuff, sadly to say, Harley Quinn's always like, I'm like, I don't need Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad.
Exactly. I like how the show took it and she starts her own to compete with Joker. To me, that's perfect.
And
because she should still be obsessed with Joker, just in a different way.
Right, that's her character. Whoever voices the Joker, I love him. He's so funny.
Alan Tudyk's hilarious. Other stuff we got from Marvel. We got Ms. Marvel trailer and a July release date, July 8th. Yeah, that's still coming out.
I'm a bit sad because I'm still going to watch it because I do love a good teen story and it takes place in Jersey and that's cool because that's where my family...
And we have to for the show.
Right, and we have to for the show, but I'm a bit sad, probably not for the same reasons, I don't know if you are. Her powers just look so generic in this.
I mean, it's Green Lantern. You can't tell me otherwise.
Or, like, it's Green Lantern.
I'm the same way.
It's Green Lantern slash they want to make power connections to Captain Marvel, even though her powers have nothing to do with Captain Marvel's powers.
Exactly. The only thing about Captain Marvel for her is she was her inspiration to become a hero.
Right.
In the insignia.
I actually wrote, this is a little off topic, I wrote a final essay paper for one of my English classes about how to make the next generation of superheroes respectively, you know, because, like, I'm like...
Can you send me that? I want to read that.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd enjoy it, but, like, it's like, don't just, like, kill off or, like, get rid of Captain America Steve Rogers and replace him with Sam Wilson, just do the same stories with him. Don't, or like... Bucky. Right, and, or don't replace, why can't I think of Donald Blake Thor or whatever and replace him and just do the same. I'm like, do what they did with Miles Morales or do what they did with Ms. Marvel, where like they got inspired by those other heroes and now they have their own stories with their own characters. And they're like, the only connections are like they basically look up to those heroes, but instead, like, don't just like kill off the original hero, just do the same exact story, same exact character, but just a different gender or race. Like, don't do that.
Here's my issue too, though. Even when they're inspired, they basically just take up the mantle. Stop with the mantle things. Just make new fun characters to fall in love with and take the spotlight.
Certain characters, I think, can be mantle characters. Of course, the obvious one would be like Green Lantern, because there's been hundreds of those, because there's hundreds of Green Lanterns.
It's a police force, yeah.
But yeah.
But I wish we got more alien Green Lanterns than human.
That's true. I would have loved to see the stretchy arm powers, and it's different than Mr. Fantastic. I know that might be one of the reasons they're doing, because they're looking to introduce Mr. Fantastic.
But she enlarges. She can't really do what Fantastic does.
Yeah, so I think it would have been different enough, and this, it just, I mean, I don't know, it's the first Marvel project to be rated PG, which is also interesting, so.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm down for... My type of diversity and representation I enjoy is more seeing some religious and lifestyle, or not lifestyle, but, you know, different way homes are. And so I'm excited to see the Muslim hero and how her house is run, the family's run, the religion, stuff like that represented. That's my type of representation I enjoy watching. So that's what I'm excited
for. Is she Muslim? Is she Muslim or Hindu? Okay.
She's Muslim. However, it looks like a B-rated teen movie.
Yeah, it does, especially that poster that they showed. My goodness, that poster.
The poster and the trailer, I watched it and kind of cringed.
Hey, I'm never going to cringe at The Weeknd, man. Blinding Lights, I'm gonna listen to that song till the day I die.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
But then we got Thor Love and Thunder's trailer.
Ah, oh my goodness. Talk about one mad trailer to a very exciting trailer.
Oh my goodness, that was beautiful.
This is how a trailer should be, okay? It just sets the tone, and I don't know a single thing about the movie.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness over here is revealing everything.
Yeah. They've done like 100 TV spots at this point. The movie's out. Doctor Strange is out in a week by the time we're filming this. Less than a week. Just stop, okay? We're going to go see the movie. Stop putting ads out. Everyone's going to go see it.
You know what made me mad?
What?
I'm literally just scrolling on Instagram. Volume off. They put captions for it on the Marvel Instagram for a TV spot. Doctor Strange, the Illuminati would like to see you. Why are you revealing the Illuminati on a TV spot?
Have you seen, like, they revealed one of the cameo characters already?
Two.
Yeah. Well,
Captain Carter and Professor X's yellow chair.
Right. Which we'll talk about that more of Doctor Strange because they showed quite a bit of it at CinemaCon. But my goodness, I think there was like a leak that we might see the yellow chair in the movie a while back. But now, like, seeing a little bit of it, I'm like, yes, please.
Also, if you pay attention, that was a green suit as well. They are using the 90s costume.
I think Marvel Phase
4. All the way in. I can't wait.
Marvel Phase 4 has been all about, like, doing comic book accurate suits all the way.
And honestly, you know I don't want the Fox X-Men to be the MCU X-Men. But it's so hard to replace someone like Patrick Stewart as Professor X. Everyone raved about Hugh Jackman being the perfect Wolverine. But I do believe Patrick Stewart's Professor X succeeded him.
Oh, I agree. I've seen other castings, and I know you've tried to recast him before. It's just very hard, because you're always going to compare him to
Wolverine. You need get that short king for Wolverine, man.
King. But, of course, there's rumors about Hugh Jackman showing up, because there was that picture of him and Kevin Feige together, like, last year, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It'd be cool to see him pop up.
It'd be interesting. And then, for Star Wars news, we got Peter Ramsey, who did Into the Spider-Verse, the director, will be directing an episode of Ahsoka.
Oh, that's cool.
Grant Feely, a new actor, will be playing young Luke Skywalker in Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, like child Luke Skywalker, okay.
Yes. The Mandalorian Season 3 will be coming this summer, according to Giancarlo Esposito.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, they already gave us the first two episodes.
I mean, we made an episode about Book of Boba Fett, but that's interesting because Kenobi's going to run through most of the summer.
So I'm guessing once Kenobi ends, I'd say mid-June. I'd say beginning of July after Independence Day, I could see Mando picking up.
Yeah, it feels like more of a fall series to me.
It does. And I think because both of the original seasons came out in the fall. Then we got Star Wars Visions season two confirmed.
Enjoyed season one quite a bit. Give me more animation styles. Give me new directors.
Which, by the way, this is a lot of Star Wars news for it not being Star Wars Celebration yet.
I can't wait for Star Wars Celebration.
You know we're doing a May 4th episode like always.
Ugh.
Maybe I'll be in the hospital again and have bomb internet.
Yes.
Let's plan.
What are we going to talk about on May the 4th? Do we want to talk about the greatness of the prequels?
I think we do an in-depth Clone Wars episode.
That'd be very fun. There's a lot to talk about there. And
then they released that Star Wars Tales of the Jedi, an animated anthology series, is coming to Disney Plus. We do not know if it's going to be a new animation style or Clone Wars or Rebels.
Hear me out. Samurai Jack style.
The Genndy Tartakovsky, like the 2003?
Yeah.
I'm down. You know I am.
Do a season three of that. I mean, why not?
I'd suggest watching it on Disney Plus if you haven't.
A lot of Star Wars news. My goodness.
For Disney's news, this is a sad one. During the defamation case, Johnny Depp stated he refuses to return to Pirates of the Caribbean if it continues in the role of Jack Sparrow or ever work with Disney again due to their treatment towards him.
Do you feel like you can have a Pirates of the Caribbean movie without a Jack Sparrow?
No.
Okay.
And so, just let it be.
But they keep making money, dude.
Just let it be.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I think they should have stopped after the trilogy. Even though people say none of them were good after the first, I think the trilogy was fine. The original three just ended there.
I liked number four. I liked Blackbeard.
Yeah, I just felt like it's so concluded with the third one. But I guess they set up the Fountain of Youth at the end.
It was an open ending. It ended beautifully and wrapped up like the main stories, but also left it open just in case.
And then literally, I feel like this newest one, like, just brought me in on the fact that I was like, oh, Will Turner, whatever, and whatever her name is
Barbossa coming. Barbossa had a daughter.
Barbossa had a daughter who I saw that twist coming. I was like, that's his daughter.
And then lastly, actor C.S. Lee has been cast as Avatar Roku in Netflix's Avatar The Last Airbender.
Do I know him from something?
I've never seen him before.
Okay. All right. Well, Avatar Roku, that's cool. I mean,
here's what I find interesting. Yeah. They're still casting, but also filming. Like, we've seen shots of them filming already.
Right. But that thing's been, like, plagued with issues ever since Nickelodeon left them.
Avatar Studios, yeah.
Yeah.
It does interest me, though, that the casting is so spot on so far.
That's true. And Avatar Roku is, like, someone you introduced pretty early on because he's the last Avatar before Aang. And I think he, like, starts having visions with them, like, in season one.
Yeah. And I was, I've been reading the Tales of Kyoshi book, or Shadow of Kyoshi.
Is it good?
Sorry, Rise. Rise of Kyoshi, that one. Yeah, it's pretty good so far. I'm going very slowly through it. But that concludes, oh, wait, no, it doesn't. They confirmed the 80s voice cast will return for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video game coming to this Switch.
Oh, that's sweet. I forgot about it. Is that the trailer that we saw a while back?
Yeah, that we've still got no release date for.
Well, heck, I'll be playing on Geller's Switch next year in the apartment, so we're getting that game.
I'll get it and play with you.
Sweet.
I call Mikey.
I'm Donnie. Asher's Leo.
And we know Geller's Raph.
We know Geller's Raph because he sexually identifies as Raphael.
True.
I did want to throw in another bit of news. First Adams. Off, though, Neil Adams, terrible. I mean, his Batman stuff was so good. I love Neil Adams.
Neil Adams passed away at 80 years old. An icon in the comic industry, creating characters such as Jon Stewart and Ra's al Ghul. And just giving us so much rich comic book history, from Batman to Green Lantern to Flash to even Marvel. The man was an icon and very nice. I saw him interact with people at C2E2, but I never went and met him like I should.
We briefly touched on the Thor trailer. I feel like we should talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah, we talked about how beautiful it was and then moved on.
Great. I mean, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Great song pick. I mean, of course, Taika Waititi is going to do a good song.
My friend texts me and goes, yo, that new techno song for the Thor trailer was good. And I go,
I need you to stop.
How do you not know Sweet Child of Mine? You are my age. This is not a generational thing.
It really is.
What is wrong with you?
Guns N' Roses isn't even like that old of a band.
Neither is that song.
Yeah, it's like 90s or something. But we didn't see gore, which is something a lot of people are like, oh, I want to see gore. But I'm like, he wouldn't have fit with the vibe of this trailer.
No, I'm glad we didn't see gore yet. I mean, we have in toys and stuff, but not in the movie trailer.
Yeah. That great shot that everyone's talking about where they pulled it straight from the comics where like it's like Goliath or something, the god Goliath that obviously Gore probably killed, the big giant monster.
Yeah. I loved seeing just the different costumes. I think the costumes in this movie look beautiful.
Did you see when Thor's doing his workout thing, he has a hat on that says the Mighty Avengers, but he scratched out Mighty and put the Strongest Avenger.
You know what I wish he put? Scratched an Avenger and put Thor.
That would have been good. The Mighty
Thor. But the issue is they're calling Jane Mighty Thor.
That's true. And if you want to touch on that, my goodness, did Natalie Portman put on the gun show? My goodness.
Yeah, she did. She got jacked.
Yeah, she's like, I'm a like, mom.
Considering.
Yeah. And they did confirm, I think after the fact the trailer came out, that they will be adapting the cancer story. We don't know if she'll be an EMT. She probably won't be an EMT because she was a scientist, but she will have cancer.
You know my issue.
Yeah, it takes away her worthiness of it. And I agree with you, but as long as they find a different way to justify it, I'm going to hold my judgment. If they don't, then I'll jump on the train with you and be like, why did you change it?
I know being worthy isn't about being a hero. I get that. It is about your character. But between Thor and Thor the Dark World, she has not shown us anything that makes her worthy of character.
Do you think it's going to be her exposure to the Reality Stone that gives her cancer?
That would be interesting, and I hope so. That would be neat.
Yeah.
Because we did see in Endgame, when she was with Frigga, right? She needed healed.
That's true, yeah. Was that reused footage, or did they get Natalie Portman back? I forget.
I think it was just reused footage that, you know, you didn't get in the movie.
Yeah.
The deleted stuff.
But yeah, overall, great trailer. Like you said, a lot of cool costumes. I love Korg's costume. I love Star-Lord's new look.
What about Meek's new look? Or was that Meek?
I think we might have seen Meek at one point. We did see King Valkyrie, and it looks like they're turning New Asgard into, like, a tourist attraction, which is an interesting idea.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel. To me, it should be nothing more than a fishing town.
Yeah.
Where the New Asgardians live, and simple.
There's a rumor that Gore's going to show up and just wreck it.
And again, you know my issue, I'm going to say it. King Valkyrie. Why can't Queen Valkyrie be just as powerful and prominent?
Yeah, right. It's a mantle thing. It's like the queen is more valuable than the king in chess. Blah, blah, blah. But
I just don't understand stuff like that. They just did that in Young Justice. Oh. Aquaman stepped down and it's High King Mera.
Hmm. Yeah, that seems like a mantle thing to do. I just realized we're slowing down. Is that everything news-wise? Because the only other thing I was going to say was they pushed back the Mario Brothers movie to next year, but whatever.
Yes. I did have that. I don't know where it went. Yes, we are slowing down, so let's get started on CinemaCon.
Oh, it was a big week.
So day one was Sony.
Yeah, I think it was Monday. Last Monday, they did the Sony panel. Break it down for us.
So Sony kicked things off with filmmaker David Leitke, as he appeared for the presentation to showcase his opening reel for his new film, Bullet Train, based on the Japanese novel by Maria Beadle. The film is to be a wild, bloody, and violent action thriller that stars Brad Pitt as Ladybug, and Ladybug is an introspective assassin who is going into therapy for his habits, but he's assigned to snatch and grab for a valuable briefcase. But he's stopped by Russian mobster's son, played by Logan Lerman, a fast-talking hitman British duo of Tangerine and Lemon, those are their names, which are played by Aaron Taylor Johnson and Brian Tyree Henry. And then there's a character named Wolf, and it's just supposed to be this really Tarantino action-esque film about an assassin played by Brad Pitt.
I was getting some John Wick vibes from the action scenes, I'm not going to lie.
Were you?
Yeah, though,
It sounds neat.
Oh, it sounds really cool. I mean, I think it comes out in July, so we don't have to wait that long. The trailers have been out for a little bit. It seems like a really different character for Brad Pitt to play, so it's going to be... I'm excited. I mean, it's got, like, an all-star cast, and I'm a big Aaron Taylor Johnson fan.
I love Aaron Taylor Johnson, and Brian Tyree Henry's grown on me a lot.
He's very funny. He's a good comedic actor. Brad Pitt,
emotional roles. Cool.
Brad Pitt,
he's good at adapting.
Yeah, I've never seen Brad Pitt do like a heavy action movie before off the top of my head.
I watched Ocean's movies growing up.
Oh, there you go. You're right.
And then Viola Davis was given CinemaCon Trailblazer of the Year award, as well as showing off her new film, The Woman King, which we all love Viola Davis. How can you not?
Yeah, she's great. I've only seen her in a couple of things, but like everything, she just brings a different performance to everything. So she's really, I'm glad she got that award.
Yeah, The Woman King, though, is based on a true story. That was a tribe of brave Amazon warriors, the Dahomey. Viola Davis stars as Naniska, who's the leader of the Dahomey tribe, as she seeks to protect their home from European invaders.
I'll watch it. I mean, I just watched.
Sounds cool.
I just watched The Northman last week. That was cool.
You actually did? I didn't think people were going to watch it.
No, my girlfriend and I went to go see it together. She was crying at one point because she was like, this is so scary. It was definitely like an off-putting movie, but slow burn. It was good. Maybe I'll talk about it at the very end for recommendations. So let's keep going.
Yeah. And then they went into their Marvel stuff. Sony did.
Yes.
So we got the announcement of Bad Bunny as El Muerto in film of the same name, because everyone knows who Marvel legend El Muerto is.
Dude, just do a Spider-Man Noir movie if you want a spinoff movie. Good God.
Bad Bunny is making his big screen debut in Bullet Train as well, the other film
right,
we talked about.
Yeah.
But he's going to be El Muerto, and it's a luchador-themed hero who appeared briefly in the pages of Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man in 2006.
He's going to have to get beefy, right?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who is El Muerto? Why of all characters did you choose El Muerto?
I mean, the story, the back.
You and I.
The backstory is interesting, but we didn't think they could go lower than Marvel legend Michael Morbius, but they have.
It comes out January 12th, 2024. I don't know, man.
I don't know why they would try this after literally like their last spinoff movie became a joke.
I just.
Just make Spider-Verse. Just stop. Just make Spider-Verse. And
yeah. Nothing. Their animation's on point right now. I mean, if they stop with the Hotel Transylvanias, then we got Mitchells versus Machines in the Spider-Verse film.
Yeah, because they like
great
they
movies.
They got Phil Lord and Chris Miller. Let them just make movies for you. It'll be gold.
Produce at least, yeah.
Some, yeah.
But then going into that, the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse sequel, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse had its moment to shine, as they showed footage of the first 15 minutes. It included Spider-Gwen's world, Spider-Man 20-99, and a pregnant Jessica Drew Spider-Woman.
I heard about
they also most fight. Of the footage was still rough and unfinished.
Yeah, I think they fight Vulture, Spider-Gwen's Vulture.
Yep.
Okay.
Just about to get into that. They wanted Gwen Stacy's dimension to look like it was reminiscent of a mood ring, because they're using different animators and artists for each world, which is awesome.
Yeah.
She has a distant relationship with her police officer father, Captain Gwen Stacy, of course. And Vulture Agent's attacks. And he's redesigned to fit Spider-Verse naturally. And he only speaks Italian.
That's funny. I think they said six.
But it's off as he's an interdimensional traveler.
I think they said six different dimensions we're going to see.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they said the action picks up more with Oscar Isaac's Miguel O'Hara, a.k.a. Spidey 2099, as he is, he chides to Spider-Gwen about what happened in the first film with Kingpin's Collider and basically lecturing her, making a mess in the multiverse, her and Miles. Which I love in the first 15 minutes, apparently it's nothing to do with Miles.
Yeah, but I do like how the first 15 minutes is just go, go, go.
Yeah. It appears Spidey's got a little team of allies who've been working to get through other dimensions and find other stragglers, like the Vulture, who have landed in the wrong dimensions. He gets his helper, Lila, to send in another dimensional hopping Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew, who's 5 months pregnant and voiced by Issa Rae. When Gwen asks about her pregnancy, Drew notes that her boyfriend, the child's father, wants the baby's gender to be a surprise. Nothing that he's old-fashioned, but incredibly hot. If it's Who was the father again in the comics?
Of Jessica Drew? I don't know.
Because I always confused her and Jones growing up.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up after. And then also they revealed the title for the next Spider-Verse movie after.
Across the Spider-Verse is a June 2023 release. Right?
Yeah,
because they had to move it. Yes.
It was October, and then they moved it to June of next year.
And then Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse, that third film, is a Easter 2024 release.
That's interesting that they didn't just call it Across the Spider-Verse Part 2.
I like that they made it something different.
Yeah, me too. It's just, you know, they want to do the Part 1, Part 2 thing.
So, we also got a sizzle reel announcing new installments of The Equalizer, a Venom's, I guess, ending to the trilogy. Great. And Ghostbusters! More Ghostbusters!
I heard that they're gonna do more with the adults in this next one.
Here's what I want out of Ghostbusters, personally. Make Ghost Court. Make a Ghostbusters team in different states fighting Ghostbusters. Keep Ghostbusters Afterlife's team in their town. Let the adults do their thing like the older men. But let Ghost Court be run by Winston.
You gotta make Paul Rudd a Ghostbuster in the next one, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
give us a brand new team.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, like, the next thing to do this is take it international. That would be really cool.
Not really international. That's the nation. I'm dumb.
No, but totally. They had quite the win last year with Afterlife, so I'm glad they're going to continue it.
I love the film. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see more of what they do. And like I said, with Winston being rich, still owning the Ghostbusters building, it's the perfect setup for him to start building teams around the continent.
Dude, if you want one of the teams to be the Melissa McCarthy chick team, whatever, do it.
No, I want one of the teams to be Extreme Ghostbusters. Give me my redheaded wheelchair Ghostbuster.
Isn't there like a gorilla on one of those teams?
No, but I want one now.
I feel like there's like an animal on one of those.
It's always just been Slimer.
Oh, okay.
And then there's been early footage for the upcoming George Foreman biopic.
They're doing a movie about the guy that made the George Foreman grill?
They are.
That's cool.
So that was day one. Day two was Warner Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah, Warner Brothers is... Secrets of Dumbledore just came out. I don't think anybody's talking about it.
They're under new management. That's the biggest news.
Yes, the Warner Discovery merger. I hope it goes well for them.
Yeah, new president, new ideas. We'll see. Of course, delaying most of their movies that they had coming out. Yes.
But they did know how to kick it off, right? They kicked it off by announcing the Batman 2 with Matt Reeves.
I mean, we all knew it was coming, but official word, they didn't give a release date, but it's good to hear Robert Pattinson's back, Matt Reeves is back, we're getting it, I'm excited.
I figured we would, though.
Oh, yeah, no.
If we're getting series as well. There was talk about Dune Part 2. And then they went on to talk about the filmmaker Baz Luhrmann for his upcoming film Elvis.
I'm going to see that, dude. I'm going to see that.
I didn't know he modeled himself in his hair after Captain Marvel Jr. I think that's interesting.
I didn't know about that. That is interesting.
Yeah. And I looked it up after seeing it in the movie, and his hair and style was modeled after Freddie Freeman, his favorite superhero.
Like Elvis Presley did that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was like, that's neat. Another win for the Marvel or Captain Marvel world. So then eventually the panel moved full DC and started with the Flash. They talked about how the Flash's costume's updated and now looks less overly busy than the Justice League version. Armor panels ripped off and looks more like the new 52 costume. But the Speed Force energy and lightning bolt and light piping effects appear to be running through the suit, like it's being pumped with Speed Force energy. Which is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, I like, they've done that with newer Flash. I like the lightning's like going through him when he's running.
As far as determining if Ezra Miller is still Flash, what's going on with this film, we have no word yet. CinemaCon should have given us something.
They're pushing Michael Keaton Batman harder than Ezra Miller in the movie.
They are, and they even said that he has the Let's Get Nuts line again.
I was going to say
but
that.
But on top of that, confirmed Michael Shannon's return as General Zod.
I saw that, because apparently in like one of the shots of the trailer they showed, you could see like in Batman's Batcave, you could see one of the Kryptonian war armors from Man of Steel.
Yes. Then they went into the presentation for Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. God, why are these movies so problematic?
DC actors, stop it.
What the crap?
They're going to have to cut Amber Heard just out. Just out. I think they said like 10 minutes she's in it.
They introduced new footage, and it's basically about Orm and Aquaman teaming up to take down Black Manta.
Bro, did you hear how they talked about Black Manta in this?
Even more advanced technology, Atlantean technology at his disposal in many minions.
They said, like, his ship that they showed is, like, massive.
I am excited, because you know he was my favorite thing about the movie.
Yeah, if they're going to, like, go full, like, you know, I'm sure what we saw in the first one was just, like, a taste, and now he's just going to... I heard he might be possessed by, like, a seed demon or something.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Randall Park, Dr. Stephen Shen's going to have a larger role.
Okay.
He was in the after credits scene reviving Black Manta.
I'm sure he'll have him like on his ship, like being his like scientist guy.
And this was off CinemaCon, but today we got confirmation that we're getting Arthur Curry Jr.
Oh, so they're gonna have a kid?
Yes. Aqua baby.
And then Mira's just gonna like go to a different country.
I don't know. I think they're just waiting for the defamation trial to end before announcing anything officially.
Yeah, probably.
But this will be released in theaters May 17th, 2023. Oh, and Flash was going to be released in theaters June 23rd, 2023.
Hopefully Ezra Miller is, a different person by then.
Now, here's the movie that actually I care about and everyone cares about. Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
Mm-hmm.
Starring wonderful actor Zachary Levi, who's unproblematic.
Yes, he is the one unproblematic movie we've talked about so far.
Yes. So the sizzle reel started out focusing on Levi Shazam having dinner with Wonder Woman, her face once again kept out of frame. Shazam jokes about the public wanting to see them have a romance. After she gets up to leave, when the camera's about to finally show her face, it's the face of Damon Hounsou as the wizard Shazam. He's there to warn Levi's Shazam about an impending threat of the daughter of Atlas, led by Hespera, Helen Mirren. The whole Shazam family of heroes are back. Can't wait. Love the new suits. The daughters of Atlas have a dragon.
I heard about that. I want to see that.
It looks very much like the tone of the first film, with the comedy being maintained. Levi's Shazam even makes a joke about the Fast and Furious family meme while trying to trick Hespera. But does not reference Savannah or Mr. Mind anywhere in the trailer. But we get the movie on December 16th, 2022.
And then we got...
I'm so happy it's not a 2023 release.
It was literally...
Because we could do it earlier.
The only movie I can think of recent memory that just decided to go forward in time instead of back.
And then the Rock did a fake presentation because he's in Hawaii.
Came on stage. He tricked everyone.
Yeah.
He was like,
and
I'm
came
in
on stage.
No, I'm here. And he did Wonder Pets or Super Pets and
League of Super Pets and Black Adam. League of Super Pets received a new trailer, which I mean, that's cool. It's starting to look better, but at the same time, I'm still just skeptical and just, I mean, I'll still see it, but I don't know.
It doesn't seem like Kevin Hart's Ace the Bat Hound is like Batman's dog at the start.
But he is. I saw a new trailer when we saw the Batman.
Yeah, or Sonic.
Oh,
right?
at the start.
Okay.
Oh, I saw it when we saw the Batman.
I saw a new trailer when I saw Sonic.
Oh, nice. An evil hamster kidnaps Superman and what appears to be other Justice League heroes. So Krypto now has to organize the other hero pets and Ace to form the League of Super Pets to save their friends. Yeah.
It's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we got into Black Adam, which has been in production for God knows how long.
They're doing
He was casted over 2 years ago. I feel bad for the guy.
He was casted, like, when I was still in middle school.
Yeah. Black Adam in this film is like the DC Universe's Dirty Harry. Also co-stars Quintessa Swindell and Noah Centineo appear as Cyclone and Atom Smasher from the JSA. And they appeared on stage to talk about their parts in the JSA and to make their big screen debut. And they are described as young new recruits in the team. So hopefully we see the JSA rebuilding. If they continue this route, I'd love to see Stargirl, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe even get Shazam on the JSA instead of the League, like he once was.
Get my Jay Garrick.
Hopefully.
That'd be cool.
Make him the Flash instead of Ezra Miller.
You know, why not? Cast some young, charismatic... I guess it would be weird to cast Jay Garrick young, but...
Yeah. Especially when we already got an old Kent Nelson.
Yeah, it's true.
It says, Black Adam appears to be a take-no-prisoners, no-nonsense type, where the ends justify the means, which is Black Adam's character.
Oh my gosh, The Rock's character is the most badass person in the movie. Oh my gosh.
I know, what?
That's groundbreaking.
At one point, he's confronted by Hawkman, who exclaimed that real heroes don't kill people, and Black Adam just looks at him and says, I do. Here's the thing, Black Adam's not a hero. I mean, he's been, but he shouldn't be. It's weird.
It's weird. He's on the Justice League right now. Shazam.
Basically, a lot of it was just to show off the absolute raw power of Dwayne Johnson as Black Adam. That's most of the footage.
I'm okay seeing 2 hours of that. I really am.
And the Justice Society, which is what I'm more excited for. You know that.
Yeah.
But Warner Brothers really didn't give us much of anything else. I really feel like a lot of studios don't have much because of all the pushbacks and stuff.
I mean, we predicted there's going to be pushback. Like, even though COVID is relatively behind us, we knew that the pushbacks weren't just going to, like, be done forever.
Yeah. And day three was Disney.
Yes, lots of Disney stuff. Let's go.
Let's go. Oh, and Universal. All right, so they started up with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, which they basically showed the first 15 to 20 minutes of the film. Cool.
Cool.
I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
I guess it's how we see Strange meet America Chavez and Wanda and Scarlet in two big fight sequences.
It's Protector Strange, I think, at the start. Defender Strange. Defender Strange. The movie starts off with Defender Strange and America Chavez together.
Nice. I saw a Funko Pop of Defender Strange. I thought it was Wong, but I was Wong.
Bro, I've seen people saying Wong's gonna die.
That joke was solid, and you ignored me.
I was Wong. That was good. I didn't catch that.
It showed the first 30 minutes of Pixar's Lightyear as well.
It did, yeah. It brought people to tears, apparently.
Bro, impressive. Once again, the director exclaiming, this is, you know, the movie that inspired Andy's love of the character.
Mm-hmm. So that's good. It's an in-universe film.
Yes. I'm excited for this movie. I'm excited for Zurg.
I'm so happy that Pixar movies are going back to theaters. I mean, this is the first one since the pandemic.
I know, but let's be honest, Luca and Turning Red weren't anything spectacular.
No, they weren't. Soul was okay.
Soul, I liked, like, I appreciated the animation,
yeah,
but the story did not have me, nor did the characters.
Yeah, but like you said, yeah, Zurg, Chris Evans as Lightyear, it's going to be good.
It's going to be a good movie. I've seen Zurg from Funko Pops. I just can't wait to see the film. They said it's very reminiscent of, like, Star Trek, Interstellar, and 2001 A Space Odyssey. Which actually is incredible for a Pixar film.
Yeah, they're going full-blown science fiction, which is cool.
I can't wait. It has very emotional, poignant, and bittersweet threads and moments, but still has the classic Pixar style with a hardcore sci-fi plot and narrative.
I'm so excited for this movie. Socks the cat.
A what?
And Socks the robot cat.
Yes. And then that'll be June 17th, Lightyear.
Yep, 2 months away.
Oh my gosh, that is.
I mean, it's like 5 weeks away.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they moved over to the 20th Century Studios portion, talking about Bob's Burgers, a movie, which you know I'm excited about because I love the show.
I never watched it.
Oh, I started it back, I think, sophomore year. Like, a lot of the seasons were on Netflix because it's been around a while.
Mm-hmm.
Binged the crap out of it and then kept up since.
I just can't not hear Archer when the guy's talking.
Now, I've not seen Archer.
Okay, I've seen
all. I've seen the Bob's Burgers Archer crossover episode.
Mm-hmm. He also voices a guy in Family Guy, but yeah.
He also is the coach in 21 or 22 Jump Street.
Oh, he is.
Is that
Yeah.
H. John Benson?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited for Bob's Burgers, the movies, but... Oh, it's... The whole family is singing and dancing musical numbers, but the restaurant's in trouble and they badly need a loan extension, which sounds pretty standard. Every Bob's Burgers character you love. Cut the Bob's Burgers talk.
Isn't the show a musical too sometimes?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'll cut the Bob's Burgers talk and let you do your thing.
What's my thing?
So I hear a little James Cameron film was after that.
My goodness. All right. So they busted out the 3D glasses because that's the only way you're going to watch a James Cameron picture. You know it. They officially revealed the title, even though it's been like rumored for a while, but they officially just hit, you know, with that papyrus font, baby. We love papyrus font. Avatar Way of the Way of the Water. The trailer, I think they said, is like minute and a half, 2 minutes. It just kind of mostly showed off like the technology, which is cool. I don't need the story as much. Love to see the visuals. Big things to come out of this. They're re-releasing the first Avatar remastered in theaters, the first one in September. So I'll definitely go see that. James Cameron said the four coming Avatar movies are all going to be sort of anthology movies that are not really connected. They all have their own story, he said, but then by the end of it, they're all going to be like brought together. So interesting. Also, they confirmed that the trailer that they saw, it might not be the exact trailer that they saw at CinemaCon, but more or less the same thing will be shown in theaters with the release of Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and then a week later on the internet. I think
Oh, no, it's all going to end up on the internet same day.
Someone's going to record it on their phone, and
everyone's
then...
Everyone's going to leak it.
Everyone's going to record it on their phone, and then the studio's going to be like, shoot, it's already out there, let's just put it in an HD.
Yeah.
I'm excited, dude. I mean, of course, it's...
Oh, I know you are.
The first one's my favorite movie of all time, and did I ever think it needed a sequel even when I was, like, 8 when I saw it for the first time? No, because I just thought it was a beautiful story by itself, but it's the highest grossing movie of all time. Might have taken 13 years to get a sequel. We're getting 4 sequels. I'm excited, especially because the technology was cutting edge 13 years ago. Imagine what it's going to look like now.
Oh, I know. It's going to be a gorgeous film.
Yeah.
And I don't remember Avatar enough because I have not rewatched it since release. I just remember being pissed off by Sam's character.
Yeah, he's a bit... Jake Sully. He's a bit generic, but I liked him.
I was pissed off because the man didn't put his brakes on his chair.
Oh.
When going... Like, I got pissed off the wheelchair aspect and the logic.
Hey, you got it.
Yeah, at 10 years old.
At least representation as the main hero in an action movie being in a wheelchair.
No, I didn't. He ended up in a different body entirely.
Yeah, because
he
said...
So he could walk and run and actually not be in a chair.
He said he'd rather be an alien than be a handicap.
Yes, literally my representation, which you know I don't care. It's literally everyone saying they'd rather be anything but handicap, and even Sam Claflin playing a dude who said he'd rather kill himself. That's my representation. Or Eddie Redmayne as Stephen Hawking.
Already, good movie. I'm super excited, man. I'm stoked. I'll be there.
I'm glad. This is one of those where I keep messing with you because it's around Shazam's release. And I know Shazam moved a week back for this because they know the competition. But I'm excited for you because I know how important a favorite film is. And I know how important seeing more stuff from that world of your favorite film.
I didn't get to see the first one in theaters, man, because I saw it on DVD when it came out. So I might have to go see the remaster just so I can get the experience in the theater of the first one.
Now, that is when I wish I could be there with you to see.
Yeah, it's around holiday season, so maybe I'll spend my holiday in Florida.
Maybe you will. I know we are, because we did it last year.
We'll be there, yeah.
As far as that, Universal then kicked off their stuff about Halloween Ends. You want to do that one, too?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about Halloween Ends, so this will all be a surprise to me.
Just Jamie Lee Curtis announcing Halloween Ends. All it showed is new footage of Michael Myers stalking Laurie in a kitchen.
It comes
while she's trying to hide it. Eventually they fight and it looks brutal.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of this reboot series so far, I guess.
October 14th.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Then Jordan Peele's new film, Nope. He finally spoke about it being an original story and bringing original stories to screen, which... It's funny, I complain about too many reboots and stuff, but I also don't watch Jordan Peele's movies just because they're not my type of stories.
Get Out was very good, Us was okay, and then Nope seems like it's going to be Aliens, so I'm interested.
July 22nd, he filmed the entire movie in 65mm in IMAX.
Awesome.
Which I appreciate directors that know their cameras and are willing to, you know, go to that fine of detail.
Yeah.
He's using new camera techniques. They've shown a new trailer for it, and it says it's a bit more of a comedic edge mixed with horror.
I mean, that's what Us was. Us was very comedic with horror.
So after they showed the two scary movies, they went on to showcase Minions: The Rise of Gru.
Of course.
Carell joked about Gru's accent sounds like someone who flew over Europe and picked up what they heard from various countries.
Funny.
Basically, you can see Gru's origin story on July 1st. And then during the focus features part of it, which is part of Universal, they showed their movie Violent Night, an R-rated Christmas-themed action movie, which is Die Hard and basically looks like Die Hard in a small town. The hero is a mall strip Santa Claus, portrayed by David Harbour.
I love David Harbour.
When the bad guy is interrogating him about where he is, he deadpans, "I'm jolly old Saint Nick." Basically, just expect on December 2nd a fun David Harbour Santa Claus action movie.
I haven't seen David Harbour in anything since Hellboy.
Outside Stranger Things, same.
Yeah, Sheriff Hopper all the way. All right.
And then lastly, stars Bryce Dallas Howard and Jeff Goldblum came on for Jurassic World Dominion. They showed the new trailer.
I'm excited.
And they said the trailer looks like it's very Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which is what I expected.
I mean, they
just put Rise of the Planet of Dinosaurs.
Did you see they put the trailer on the internet?
They did?
Yeah, like yesterday or 2 days ago or something. It was a very good trailer. We got to see the Giganosaurus. Try to pronounce that. The Giganosaurus.
Giganosaurus?
They said it's the Giganosaurus, but...
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, he's like the largest... Like, he's not a genetic hybrid. There's like... I don't think there's any genetic hybrids in this one. This is just like the largest dinosaur ever, like, in history.
And they did not call it the Giganosaurus. I hate that.
I thought it'd be pronounced the Gigantosaurus, too, when I saw it, but it's nicknamed...
hate that.
It's nicknamed Giga.
Okay, well, this comes out on June 10th.
A month away.
Now, day 4 of CinemaCon, that was just kind of to wrap things up, the ending for other movies, you know, other studios. Let's kick it off. We got Lionsgate stuff. First, which they talked about John Wick 4 and John Wick Chapter 4's title release. You know, Keanu Reeves is back, takes on the role of the hitman with directors Chad Stahelski. The movie is set for a March 24th, 2023 release. Then this was the weird one I didn't expect. They also announced the next film of the Hunger Games franchise, the prequel, Hunger Games Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, for November 17th, 2023.
I saw this. I mean, the book came out like 2 years ago, so.
Yeah, but it's such a dead franchise.
It is, yeah, but it, with new characters, prequel, I think it's the 25th Hunger Games, so it's the first Quarter Quell, so it'll be interesting.
I know, I don't know. I think this is one of those you should have just left alone.
I agree.
I don't know who you're enticing.
Young adults will go see it. All of them made money, dude. All of them made money.
I know. I just don't know if they have enough backing power and nostalgia for this film to succeed.
It's the biggest IP, in my opinion, that Lionsgate has.
That is fair. At least that I know of. Then they went on to show Expendables 4, 50 Cent, Megan Fox. You know, because why not?
Why not?
And Sylvester Stallone's back, of course.
Of course.
Another film showcased was Sebastian Maniscalco's About My Father. But this co-stars Robert Niro, Leslie Bibb, and Kim Cattrall. Rachel McAdam was also there for Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And Helen Mirren opened up with White Bird, A Wonder Story. And that's kind of how CinemaCon was capped off. Honestly, what are your three most hyped things from CinemaCon films?
Obviously, top of the list, Avatar 2. Then I'm gonna, yes. I'm gonna down from that. I'm gonna put, I don't even want to put Flash in my top three at this point, man. I don't even know. So I'm not gonna put Flash in my top three. That hurts me.
I bet it does, and I feel bad.
Yeah.
This was your movie, and they took it.
So it sucks. I don't want to put any movies that are going to come out soon. So number two is going to be, even though I don't want to, but I am because, gosh, I'm excited, is Lightyear. It's number two.
Yeah.
And then three? That's hard. I was mad we didn't get to see Indiana Jones 5. That was my big disappointment thing.
Yes.
Just throw something in there, Harry. Spider-Verse, I guess, but that's generic.
For me, number one is Shazam, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Lightyear. Number three is Spider-Verse, because I'm me. I mean, it's Marvel Legend El Muerto.
You're right. What are we talking about?
No, it's Across Spider-Verse, though. I'm basic. I'm sorry. But here's what disappointed me. We did get the film, like, I guess, what do they call them? The schedule for 2023,
2024. Yeah, the release.
Hocus Pocus 2, all the stuff we already knew. I thought the Lilo and Stitch live-action remake was supposed to happen for next year.
Yeah, they just stopped talking about that. They just kind of stopped talking.
Is that dead in the water, or?
I don't know, man. Disney Plus would be a perfect place for it.
It would, and you know I'm excited for it, because Lilo and Stitch.
Movie, yeah.
Part of the reason I was excited to meet Rob Paulson when I did, because of Ruben.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, he's Jumbo's, he's Gantu's sidekick.
So honestly, not like that too much like new stuff we didn't know was coming.
Yeah.
So for people that didn't go to CinemaCon, that means like a lot of like new footage of things we already knew coming. But since we weren't there, we didn't get to see it. So it's a bit of a lot of stuff getting pushed back, CinemaCon.
It was a lot of stuff getting pushed back and just seeing more of what we are expecting. Which is what it is, but
summer movie season's right here, man. I'm so excited. We literally, like next week, Doctor Strange, and then just stuff's going to start dropping, and I'm excited.
I just need to know where I'm going to find the money.
That's true. I do AMC A-list. Just pay, like, the couple bucks a month and just unlimited movies.
We don't have an AMC nurse. We have Epic, and I'm still learning how to work that.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm thinking about doing it for the summer movie season. It's financially a good idea.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it, definitely. No, I just got to figure out what Epic Theaters has.
Yeah, really.
It's great.
Let me know what you find out about that. Let's do recommendations. That's all the news.
Yes, it is recommendation. Actually, I want to bring something back.
Okay.
Our Battle Dome.
Oh, yes. Thunderdome.
Thunderdome. I want to bring it back. I want to actually focus on trying this time.
All right. Yeah. I want
Sounds
to hear.
Bad. Here we are.
Here we are trying.
I'm going to start posting videos on our Instagram.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So we can get fan interaction as well. And yeah. So the two people I want to put up against each other this time are bounty hunters.
Oh, I love bounty hunters. Hit me.
All right. So I'm going to have to go with the obvious Boba Fett.
Yep.
The man needs some respect to his name right now.
Does.
But, 1 second, I am now itching my nose. I am sorry, and my eye.
Technical
difficulties. I started itching my back out of nowhere. Technical difficulties. But I want to put him up against, why am I blanking on his name? I mean, do you have a bounty hunter in mind?
No, but I want to put Boba Fett up against the Red Ranger.
Yes. Think about statistics and their powers.
Mm-hmm.
Boba Fett has the Slave One.
I was going to say, does he get the Slave One? Does that mean he gets his dinosaur?
No, he only gets his Megazord. Or he only gets his Dinozord. Not the Megazord.
Right, okay.
Boba Fett has a slew of gadgetries. Now, the Red Ranger is enhanced as far as all aspects of strength, stamina, stuff like that. And he has his sword. Truthfully?
Yeah.
I think that's child's play for Boba.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
Maybe not for Boba, but...
I mean,
the Boba we've seen and what he's dealt with in the Star Wars universe...
Yeah.
I think the Red Ranger... Because think about what they would often lose to. Putty. Took him down prior.
Yeah, I think, like, if you're doing, like, pure strength,
a pumpkin monster.
If they got into, like, a hand-to-hand fight, Red Ranger would win, right?
Yes. But I see Boba keeping his distance.
Okay, yeah, because he can fly and...
I think Boba's more strategic.
And Jason can't, yeah.
I mean, Jason might be able to jump about as high as Boba can fly, but... And he knows... Ooh. We know the Red Ranger can take an explosion, though.
Yeah, gosh, they know how to take explosions. But just drop a seismic charge on him, see if he can jump away from that.
That's true. I gotta give it to... You know what? I gotta give it to Boba, because even up against the Dinozord, I see the Fire Sprayer winning.
Yeah, probably. It has better firepower than...
I'm sorry, I called it that. I mean Slave One.
I was going to say, I'm like, you called it, you did the funny. But the Slave One has better firepower than the Dinozord.
It has better maneuverability.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I got to give it to Boba.
Okay, it's a good match. It's a good match.
Yes. So our recommendations of this week, movie, TV, book, shoot us off.
Movie. Did see The Northman. I also saw Sonic 2 in theaters. Those are the two movies I've seen in theaters since we've last done the show. Both good movies, but I specifically want to talk about The Northman. Alexander Skarsgård is a beast. My goodness. Anya Taylor-Joy. I mean, I can't think of the director's name. He did The Lighthouse and The Witch. It's great. It's great.
I don't know their name.
Yeah, he's a great director. He does very stylistic and beautiful-looking movies. And the trailer kind of deceives you because it makes it look like a big epic, like Braveheart. But it's not. It's a slow burn. It's got a couple action scenes. It's like Hamlet. It's a slow burn about a revenge tale about family. So good movie. Check it out. Don't have to go see it in theaters. You can check it out on rental or something. TV show. What TV have I been watching recently? I will say, since we haven't actually talked about it on the show, as far as I know so far, I have been watching Halo because we've been gone for a month and I'm like 5 episodes into Halo.
We did a Halo episode, but the file got corrupted.
File got
So
corrupted. So
technically, no, we have not talked about it.
I could maybe talk about it once it's all said and done, because we are talking about Moon Knight next week, because that will be done. So get excited for that
Yes.
Moon Knight talk. And then probably the week after Doctor Strange, depending on things. Halo's pretty good. It has its ups and downs. Like every other episode, it has its moments. We had a big final. It's been like 5 episodes in, barely any action, so that's a bit disappointing. Chief takes off his helmet. I do want to pull this out to show
Chief
Will.
never wears his helmet.
Chief never wears his helmet to begin. I do want to pull these comics out. I
Dude
got
took off his full armor.
takes off everything. He never wears anything.
No.
Speaking
Let me
of
show. Let me see the comics.
Jason,
You
it's
did not get that as well.
you picked it up too?
I picked it up too. I
Yeah,
finally found a comic store here,
I got the
and I
first.
had to pick it up.
I mean, come on, how could you not? Godzilla
Yeah, I
versus
got it.
Morphin Power Rangers, boom.
Yes. What was the other one you had, or was it a variant?
No, it's issue 1 and 2.
Oh, I haven't been. When I was there, issue one just came out.
I was gonna say when I went there, issue 2 had just dropped, so.
Got it. This is your reading recommendations. You got TV and movie. My turn.
Your turn, go.
So, for the movie recommendation, what did you just watch recently that was good? Oh, one that's been around a while. Christopher Robin. It's a
Oh, class.
really fun,
It's good.
just nice, calm movie.
Love Ewan McGregor. Hello there.
Can't not. It's freaking Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh my goodness, I think he's Scottish.
He is. For TV show, actually today I did start The Witcher.
Oh, really? Like season 1, you're doing it?
I kid you not.
It's a good show.
But on my own, I've been binging, and my voice cracked. Kind of makes me happy, not gonna lie.
You're getting somewhere, buddy.
It's proof of puberty, okay?
I'm 22 years old, it's happening.
For my TV show, I am going to say 30 Rock.
Oh, man, I've never got around to watching that.
My dad and I love it. It is hilarious to us. And for reading, I did pick up, like I said, like you, Godzilla and Power Rangers. I also picked up the newest issue of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I
Oh.
also got their annual.
Oh,
Their
wow.
annual was a fun story with odd art. Yeah, I think when I went, I didn't pick up any DC or Marvel, to be honest.
That's okay. I mean, if it grabs your attention, pick it up.
Well, I looked at it was organized beautifully, actually. It was in front of me. It was just, I've been wanting to support more like IDW and Boom Studios more
Yeah.
than DC and Marvel because I feel as they're just letting creators do their thing and not getting as politicized.
Agreed.
So yeah. The two pieces of news I did leave out by accident.
By accident.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3 did get announced immediately.
Oh, cool. Shadow tease.
We have Usagi the Samurai Rabbit Chronicles came out today, or Friday.
And you're watching it.
I literally started the first 5 minutes, have not continued.
Okay.
And then what was the other one I did?
That was two. That was
Oh,
two pieces.
Batwoman, no, Batwoman season 3 or Batwoman and Legends of Tomorrow both got canceled at season 3 and season 7.
They will not be missed.
No, it was time.
It was time. Take the dog behind the barn and shoot it.
Here's the thing. The way Candace Patton left the set for the finale of Flash this season seemed like final.
I saw they're doing Deathstorm right now.
Yeah, I don't know what's up if they're doing Black Hand altogether or just Deathstorm.
I think they said they're doing Black as Night story.
I know Allegra mentioned straight up Black as Night, saying it was an old legend her grandma told her. I've been catching up with the show just to finish it off. I got this far. Why not?
Why not?
You know?
That's what started the ship.
So yeah, I'm a couple episodes behind, so I'm not at Deathstorm yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, until then, next week's episode is Moon Knight, as it finishes off. Our plan is to just do the two of us for a bit and just go back to that. It was a too many cooks in the kitchen situation, and I felt like we lost ourselves.
We did, and we're going to have a lot to talk about this summer. We'll have a bit more time on our hands. There'll be a lot of content, just the two of us. So stay tuned. Get excited. We'll be more active on social media, hopefully. And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for listening. As always, stay geeky.
Stay geeky. See you guys.